It was a tough afternoon. It's an understatement for a game that you look forward to last week.
A game we definitely look forward to, you know, and we're supposed to be a big challenge for us, but it got away from us fairly early on, and it wasn't good enough, you know.
What happened?
I think we conceded at least two goals for our own kick out, you know. So we did. They put a big squeeze on it, and I just felt, you know, we made a couple of very simple errors, handed a massive initiative. It was a 5-6 point breeze, but instead of that, it ran to 12, 13, 14 points. We're giving away bad goals, and it was something that we had anticipated coming, you know, and something that we knew was going to come from better quality teams, but we didn't react well to it, and it was poor.
Was it a breeze you chose to play against?
Yeah, we generally do most of the days, you know, and we kind of figured even if Galway came, they were going to play with it anyway, you know, so it's how you deal with it, you know, and look, Oran didn't have his best day, and it created a lot of problems for us, you know.
Open, like, so uncharacteristic open at the back too, like they were cutting down the middle all day.
I think it comes, you know, from giving away them goals early doors, so it does, and it leaves a lot of uncertainty, but there's no doubt they were on the front foot, and they created a lot of gaps, the very good defenders coming forward as well, you know, and I said it was a step up in class, and we were far from at the level.
Was there a mental issue in terms of the stuff going on with Shane all week? Was that in the players' heads?
I can't say it was in the players' heads or not, like I wouldn't expect so. It hasn't been an ideal week. You don't want your star performer sent off in the wrong, so you don't. But we had to park that, you know. Obviously, even in the first half, Shane's presence, getting a few shots away and getting a few frees would have been a difference, you know. But look, you're going to be without players. Look, he was in the top of his game last week, there's no doubt about that, but it's gone now.
Was there a second appeal yesterday, or did that happen?
Aye, there was a second appeal, but hand on heart, you're doing it and you're clutching the straws, because once the referee's decision's made and going on the advice of people, you know, it is what it is.
How frustrating was it, though?
That he was sent off?
Yeah, well, that he was suspended, and sent off and then suspended subsequently.
I think there's no doubt it was exceptionally frustrating, so it was. It was very disappointing. Two yellow cards, I don't think either of them were yellow cards, but that's last week, this was this week, you know.
First goal was probably crucial from there, in the sense it seemed to unsettle you an awful lot, and the boys took 10, 15 minutes maybe to get themselves round, by which time it was nearly away.
Yeah, they did, but you know, we had four or five players, you know, who maybe just weren't playing anywhere close to the level that they normally would have, or that we'd like them or need them at. And Galway just opened us up far too easily, you know. So look, we failed a big test today, and that's the bottom line.
Frustration would be too, that's not the way Derry would play, and that's not the Derry we've sort of become used to.
No, it's not, but you know, playing into that breeze, and then when they do get the run on you, then you know, we look very vulnerable. So we did, and probably even rode our luck out a couple of more times, you know. But the second half, we did get a good bit of momentum, but we just couldn't get enough scores, and naturally they were going to make it always very stop-start, and we just didn't get on the front foot enough, you know, and be able to peg it back to manageable at any stage.
And it means next week's going to be very interesting, in the sense that what team Galway will put out, even against Roscommon, things like that.
I have no idea what team they'll put out of it, you know. All along it was in our hands, it's not in our hands anymore. If that's the case, if we're not good enough to beat Galway or Scotland, you know, that just might be it, you know, over the two games, and we weren't, you know, and that's what's disappointing. But, you know, today it was disappointing, was we weren't even good enough, you know, to be there, you know, with 15 minutes to go, you know.
How much of it was how good they were in the first half? Well, you have to give them credit too, they
were very good, you know, and as soon as they turned over our kick out, they knew what to do. Likewise, they got a goal from a turnover as well. I think the three goals in the first half all came almost losing possession, but you know, probably given the quality of opposition we've been playing over the last, you know, 18 months, we weren't being penalised that, or we weren't giving the ball away, we weren't pressured like that. I think Galway physically were very powerful as well, you know, and they were able to clump us in tackles and turn us over.
People maybe say it's a reality check. Does it feel like that? I mean, they are effectively a Division 1 team, and it's the first time you come up against that league football.
It probably is in the league. I don't think there's that gulf or anywhere close to between the two teams. You know, I think, you know, we played Armagh, Donegal in the championship, and there's 2 points and 1 point, you know. There were games that went down to the wire. There's no doubt, you know, the huge amount of them Galway players are, you know, physically in great shape. They're doing the right thing for the, you know, a considerable period of time. They've had a few ups and downs, but you know, we weren't good enough today, and they're far from it.
Are you too reliant on Shane?
There's no doubt Shane's a fantastic part. You know, even one or two frees missed, he doesn't miss them, you know. If he misses them, they're very, very minimal wides, and they're better strikes. But, you know, look, he wasn't available. Gareth's not going to be available next week now, by the looks of it, you know.
Rory, in terms of physicality, I think of the 13 kickers in the first half, you maybe secured possession initially from maybe all but two, you know, in hands, but it was turning it over. Is that thing you spoke to me before about, the whole thing about physicality?
Well, there was the physicality, but the ones we were turned over, we deserved nearly to be turned over from them. But to me, they weren't the right kicks. It's okay to go long and be simple when the team squeeze up like that. Those were wrong decisions made by us on the pitch. We have to take responsibility for that and they learn it. Like, you know, the score in the second half, and we put a massive squeeze on against the Wees, they were happy to go long, and if they lost it long, and they lost an awful lot of long, you're 75 yards from your own goal, and you're 13 or 14 men behind the ball, and that tactically was very poor from us.